How serious is sin? Given what we've covered already, we're not surprised that sin is significantly less serious in the Muslim view than in the Christian one. Sin rests lightly on the Muslim conscience because Muslims view sin primarily as weakness, not wickedness, as general transgression, not ungodly treason, and fail to see how it dishonors God precisely because it occurs in and through those made in God's image. But sin is such a terrible offense against God that the only thing able to assuage his holy anger toward us is the sacrifice of his only Son. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. This means that one of the primary tasks Christians have in sharing the gospel is demonstrating the seriousness of sin for all people. Becoming aware of my sin. In my own conversion, the Lord used an office water cooler conversation to awaken me to my sin. A group of colleagues and I were discussing who among various people commanded our respect and admiration. Most of my colleagues listed great persons like Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. One colleague, a classmate from college, surprised me when she responded in all seriousness, "I can't think of anyone I respect more than Thabiti." Certain she was joking and perhaps sinfully flattering me, I protested with a dismissive wave of the hand and asked who she really admired. She insisted that I was more righteous than anyone she knew. The word righteous made an eerie echo in my heart. Instantly, I knew I was not righteous. She commended me for not living a worldly life and treating my wife well, which were true enough, but I knew my own thoughts, my lustful desires, the hatreds that poisoned my heart. I knew in no uncertain terms that righteous was not a standing I held before God. The problem of my sin and unrighteousness dawned on me for the first time that day. My sin put me at odds with God. My lack of righteousness was a problem. Slowly, I began to realize that I needed a solution for my sin problem. It's wonderful how the Lord uses passing conversations to make a lasting impact. A simple chat about good men and women dealt my conscience an awakening blow. Having all the right answers. Christians often place incredible pressure on themselves to have all the right answers and to say just the right thing in evangelism. I often think that kind of pressure is a mixture of godly desire to help others and a serious lack of faith in God's ability to use what we do know to minister to others. Consequently, many Christians never begin to reach out to their Muslim neighbors and friends. We doubt our own ability and doubt that God can use us. We may fail to realize that conviction of sin is God's work, John chapter 16, verse 8. He is pleased to ordinarily use people like you and me. But ultimately, the Holy Spirit takes responsibility for making people aware of their sin and its heinousness. We simply need to be faithful to raise the topic of righteousness and sin, to discuss the issue openly and honestly. Sometimes a basic question such as, "What do Muslims think about sin and judgment?" may open the way. At other times, describing true virtue in others may expose the corruption of a person's heart. Through the scriptures, we know more about the Muslim and all non-Christians than they know about themselves. For example, we know that the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness.